David, Irish Cup draw away to Queen's University. Your thoughts on that one?
I think it's a decent draw for us. It'll be a tough game. We know quite a bit about Queen's. I've seen Queen's personally over the last couple of years myself, two or three times. Other scouts, I've seen them in recent times also. There was two or three of the sort of younger players that we had sort of been keeping an eye on regarding their progress. So I know a lot about the players. I know the manager pretty well, Peter Thompson, not Pistol. Peter Thompson, good young coach, enthusiastic, will have his team set up very well. So all in all, it'll be a tough enough game, but it's a good opportunity for us hopefully to progress in the next round.
And it's a major priority for us, the Irish Cup. You know, we're in the League Cup last week, so Irish Cup, major priority in the new year.
Yeah, they're all big games now, upcoming. But it's a game that, again, we've had the sort of junior sides in recent seasons, certainly since I've been here, and they've always been given the utmost respect, and Queen's will be given the same. So, big game. We've many big games before that, but when that game comes along, we should have, hopefully we will have, a clear suspension list, injury list, and it's an opportunity to progress in the next round.
As you say, there's a mountain of big games coming up. You know, three of the biggest games are on the horizon: Coleraine, Crusaders, and of course Glentoran. But there's a big one on Saturday away to Warren Point, and they've proven tricky for us in recent times. So you know, that's your only focus at the minute is Warren Point on Saturday.
Yeah, they've proven difficult not only for ourselves at times, especially down at home. It can be a difficult place at times to go. A new manager coming in, Barry Gray, which seems to instill a little bit of desire into the players. We'll certainly not be taking anything for granted. They've competed well against Crusaders. They beat Ballymena at home. They beat Coleraine at home. All in the last sort of five, 6 weeks. So we know it'll be a tough test, and if we're not at it, and if we think it's only Warren Point, and we turn up thinking it's a gimme on paper, we could end up being shocked. So we'll certainly prepare the players this week, mentally, physically, and hopefully ready to go and get a big 3 points on Saturday.
Saturday's result must have given us a real big lift and a lot of positive, you know, because it was a big win against a big rival, and we're top of the table. The Swifts are in the Steel and Sons final, so there's a lot to be proud of at this club at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, again, touching on the Swifts, you know, my first season, Alan Dornan, was successful in the Steel and Sons. It's a competition that I know pretty well. That going back to my younger days when Killalay played in a number of Steel and Sons Cup finals, my dad played in it in the 80s. So it's a competition that, again, that I'm not saying we prioritise anything, but it's a competition from the outset that we try and make sure that our younger players are prepared. Sometimes we send some of the first team players down to make sure that hopefully there is progress in the competition. But come the final against Newton, it'll be a good test for them. Some of the younger players will certainly get game time. I don't know what sort of state we're going to be in terms of injuries, suspensions leading into the Boxing Day game, but there might be the odd one or two lads in and around our squad who might go in and maybe beef up the squad. You know, the Cliftonville game, you said we got a lift. I certainly got a lift personally. I was disappointed with certainly the result and performance against Coleraine. So somewhere along the line, you know, as a manager, you need a lift. The players, again, should gain a little bit of confidence out of the game, knowing that, and understandably at times, and people might sort of think we should be at our best every week. We can't be. It's impossible. No matter what level footballers play at, they're not going to be at their best in teams, and there's a little bit of sort of edginess and tension and probably a wee bit of a shift and sort of lack of confidence maybe at times because we haven't sort of been at our best. But you know, fair play to our players, have dug out some really, really big, you know, going right back to the Ballymena game away, we beat Lorne at home, Cliftonville, yeah, we lost in the League Cup, which again was disappointing. It's not our priority, you know, the boys have given me everything so far this season. 33rd, I think that was our 33rd competitive game on the 7th of December. So the players have given everything so far. And again, like we always do, and I certainly do, we ask for our supporters to keep backing the players, keep giving the support that we need at times. Sometimes the players and the staff and everybody else needs a lift around the place. And it's an easy one for supporters to say, well, we need to be entertained, we pay our money. I get that, I understand that. But sometimes when it is, it can be a wee bit flat. Sometimes the player's performance can be a wee bit flat. But I've no qualms with the way the players go about it. And going forward, I was asked the question today in the down by the draw that Linfield snooked at the top of the table. I don't think so. If other teams don't pick up points and don't win their games that they're playing in, it's not our issue. We took care of our job on Saturday. We done what we had to do against a very good Cliftonville side. Another clean sheet. And looking at it, and again, I'm always one to sort of look at games and our home record. We've played nine league games at home this year. We've won eight. We lost the one in between the European games against Corian. The other eight games we've won. We've conceded six goals at home. Four of them were against Corian. So we've only conceded against Institute in the first day of the season and Ballymena in the 90th minute against some decent opposition that have come here in recent months. So there's a lot to be pleased about. There's the odd game that we've been disappointing in, but all in all, where we are and where we've come from and everything else that the players have given so far, there's still a lot to be played for.
And your long absence list is added to by Kirk Miller being out of operation for three games. Any good news on the horizon in terms of people coming back?
Mark Hockey is nearing a return, and I know Mark's hugely popular with the supporters, but he's a big player as soon as I arrived here. He's been a big loss. We've coped pretty well without him, but when he does get back fit, hopefully he stays fit and he gives us a couple of different options where he can play. Jordan Stewart probably would have played against Cliftonville on Saturday. I spoke to Jordan late on Friday night, so he was ill, which again for Jordan's disappointment. For me, looking to get Jordan back in and around it. Hopefully Jordan's free from illness this week and available against Warren Point. Daniel Kearns nearing a return.
20's
going to be out for another number of weeks, which again, sometimes with Quinny, and I've been on record many times praising and patting Quinny on the back about sometimes you don't realise what you miss when Quinny's not there, and that's no disrespect to some of the other players who have played and have been playing. The Quinny just goes under the radar at times, but he always gives me the consistency levels and the honest performance that I need and we need as a team. So Quinny's still going to be out, which is disappointing.
Staff and Gareth Dean.
Staff's injured at the minute. Gareth Dean's still injured. So again, we've managed pretty well to get where we are with, you know, big players missing. It's been hard at times. There's been a lot of Friday, Monday games going back to the dock, a lot of Saturday, Tuesday games with the cup and catching up the odd game here there in the league. So thankfully tonight that we're not playing a game, we get a little bit of a break. So, but we look forward to the game on Saturday against Warren Point, and hopefully come 5 o'clock again on Saturday, we'll be sitting at the top of the table where we are after last week's result.
It's great to be top of the table, and let's go and enjoy hopefully a good day and a good result down at Warren Point on Saturday, David.
Let's hope so, Andy.